Has the description, Jim, of the creature changed over these 100 years?
It's changed almost since the beginning. Because it is described as a devil or a demon, it does have the ability to change size and shape. And we've come across descriptions anywhere from 20 feet all the way down. It has the ability, supposedly, to shrink itself up and go through a keyhole.
Jeez.
And the kind of consensus figure is it has the body of a kangaroo, head of a collie, face of a horse, bat-like wings. It has claws or hooves, a long tail, and can breathe a fire or bad breath from its nose and mouth. That's the consensus description. It appears everything like sometimes in a Bigfoot-type form, other times sort of goat-like or bird-like or gargoyle. Once was described as a cow with a human head or a human with a cow head, and serpent-like. And so that's why you get these different descriptions. Bigfoot is always, you know, sort of similar, 7 or 8 feet tall, furry, but the Jersey Devil takes on a vast array of descriptions.
Is it similar at all with what we hear, the chupacabra?
Now, the chupacabra is kind of usually depicted as somewhat smaller or dog-like, or even that sometimes has a description. Sometimes the chupacabra almost appears to be, you know, like alien-like or something. So maybe in some of it's when it has some of these strange dogs, you could have, you know, a similar appearance to one of the Jersey Devils, you could say.
The creature has wings. Does it fly?
Oh, yes, it has wings. I meant to mention it does have wings, and it is able to fly on some of the things. Some of the descriptions, it has no wings, but it frequently does have them.
Now, when people have described the creature, Jim, what are some of the characteristics that they tie to it?
They also kind of sometimes mention the eyes. It sometimes they like to talk about glowing eyes, or as a frequent thing about the either red or yellow, and it seems to let out terrible screams, very eerie noises. And again, these two things about the noises and the eyes sometimes fit, you know, despite what the you know, what the various descriptions are. And again, wings are very common. It's sort of common for people to encounter the thing, you know, when they least expect it, and then report that it flew off. If it's, you know, if it's of the wing variety at the time.
Is it spotted? Has it been spotted more during the daytime or nighttime?
No, that's a good question. I think probably a little bit of both. You get a number of sightings right as you know, right at dusk, and people have a hard time describing what it is. You know, they catch a glimpse of something running along. And sometimes they say a different times of the year around. Halloween is a popular sighting time. And also January. I mean, it appears all times of the year, but January, of course, the big 100th anniversary, but also other times in January, it's one of its favorite months for some reason.
Might it be a large bird, Jim?
It could be. There's all sorts of theories what it is. One of these being the sandhill crane, which was somewhat common in the area in the years past, but in recent years due to development and so forth is very rare. But again, you run into the problem of the various descriptions. You know, you could say, well, somebody saw the Jersey Devil, it was definitely the sandhill crane or another large bird, but then you have to, you know, explain all the other sightings where it didn't look in a, you know, in a bird-like manner.
Over the years, approximately how many people have reported seeing this creature with good reports?
I would say, well, that's hard to say because we never really counted them. Probably, I guess, somewhere in a, well, I'd say probably a high, you know, well, I'd say 100 or even 100. There is a group called the Jersey Devil Hunters, and they have a website. It's NJ. DevilHunters.com, and they keep current on all the sightings.
And these reports continue, then?
Right. Oh, yeah, we have them up. I have one here up to October 1st of 2008. So these aren't something that are, you know, relegated to the past, and these things continue on, you know, through today.
Now, when they report the sighting, what did they say?
Well, here's one. I'll just give you the one from October 1st of 2008.
Okay.
This was in Jackson, New Jersey. Man was out walking his dog, heard a shrub rattling, thought it was nothing more than a deer. Said, to my sudden horror, I locked eyes with a most deformed figure beneath the bush. My dog failed to bark, and she started to tremble. The strange creature had a high-pitched grunt. Spreading its wings, it jumped into the air, perched on a high branch, whipped the brush had behind. It towered over my stature of 5'8", had a wingspan, must have been 3 feet, was brown in color, and a mixture of various animals.
Jeez, so
that was just a few, you know, just a few months ago in October.
People are definitely, I mean, if you were to bet, Jim, if you were to bet, would you say people are seeing some kind of a creature? We don't know what it is, but they're seeing something. They're not making it up.
Right. No, they're seeing something. You know, what it could be. I mean, it could be the Jersey Devil. Could be a dog. Could be a
large owl, right?
Animal. Yeah, an owl. Could be all sorts of things that, you know, people aren't familiar with. Sometimes people will move into a, you know, go from an urban area into maybe a suburban area that's just being filled, or into a wooded area and may not be familiar with all the animals.
Could the Jersey Devil and Mothman be one of the same?
I guess it's possible, but I sort of doubt it. I think Mothman only appeared for a relatively brief period and then disappeared, where the Jersey Devil's been ongoing, you know, for hundreds of years.
True. Now, was it Mothman that appeared before tragedies, or was it the Jersey Devil?
The Jersey Devil is said to appear before wars, but... And, you know, there were stories that he appeared before wars, or he appeared every 7 years. But if you look at the dates, this doesn't hold up. Also, unfortunately, there's usually a war going on somewhere.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Now, he did appear on December 7th, 1941, you know, Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that doesn't seem to be a real tie-in that he appears, and then there's a, you know, some sort of a calamity after that.